So good morning. I just want to start, I've got my little cue card so I talk too fast. I'd just like to say a huge, huge thank you for everyone's continued support while I was in Colombia, whether it was through prayer and my little prayer letters that I got, which was very sweet, and all the emails, thank you very much, or if it was just you guys sitting here and thinking about me on a Sunday. It was a huge, it was just huge, it meant so much to me, and I missed you all so much. So to be back here with you guys, it's really good, really happy. And then before we start the awesome quiz, by the way, it is really awesome, I'm just going to share a Bible verse with you guys. So it's from Proverbs 3, and it's verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Now, while I was in Colombia, this was, it was just a huge, encouragement, rock. And I just continuously looked at it and just remembered that I'm far away from home, I'm far away from my church, I'm far away from all my friends, from him, you know, so he's pretty awesome. So it was just reading this was just a huge encouragement. And yeah, I just wanted to share it with you guys because it meant so much to me. So, okay, now down to the fun things. So if any of the children want to come up and join in the quiz, you're more than welcome to. But you might want to bring an adult with you because some of the questions are a little bit difficult, so you might not know the answers. But we do have sweeties, if that makes anyone want to come up. So you're more than welcome to. No? Does anyone want to? If you come up, we'll help you. If no one else wants to come up with you, that's fine. That's it. Okay, so we'll do teamwork instead of a quiz, eh? And then everyone can join in. Does anyone else want to come up? Amelia, you can if you like. No? Okay. Okay, so obviously the quiz is about Colombia, as you've all probably guessed. So does anyone know, if you just point slightly at the map, does anyone know where Colombia actually is in the world? Does anyone, you can have a guess if you don't know, it's fine. So if you want to have a guess, go on, point anywhere on the map. Do you think it's this side of the world or this side of the world?
Washington, Colombia, D.C.
No, it's Colombia in South America. Where's South America?
Central America.
In Colombia. Well, where, do you know where it is on the map, don't you? The red one. Oh, I think you might be right, you know. Well done. Okay, so that's the first question done. Where am I pointing this at? Oh, the clicker's not working. It's not working. Oh, there we go. Okay, so now we've got the capital city. Does anybody... You don't get to answer, you already know it. He's cheating, he already knows the answers. Do you guys want to guess? Is it A, Bogota, B, Medellin, or C, Cartagena? What do you think? You think A? What do you think? You think C? And what do you think? Do you think A, B, or C? Which one? Ah? Yeah? Well, you girls are right then. It is, in fact, Bogota. And Bogota is the little one just above Colombia there. And that's where I stayed for my first 2 months in Colombia. And Cartagena, it's a very beautiful city, but it's by the sea. It's that one all the way up the top. And Medellin is the second biggest city, so it might be the capital, but Bogota is actually the capital. It's a very pretty place too. And now this is a really hard one. I don't know if you're going to get this one. What language do they speak? Do they speak A, Spanish, B, French, or C, English? You think English? What do you think? You think Spanish? What do you think? You think, ah, it is in fact Spanish, but they do speak a little bit of English. Where I lived, they did speak a little bit of English, but not as well as us. It's mostly Spanish. And then, which one of these is the Colombian flag? Is it A, B, C, or D? Which one do you think? Which one do you think? You think ah? What do you think? Ah? Well done, you're right, it is ah. Now this one is the hard one. What countries border Colombia? Now the clue is there are 5 countries. Whether you know them, I don't know. It's a very difficult one, this is. Do you want to go see if any of your parents know the answer? Or should we ask the people in the church? Maybe they know. Should we ask people in church? Okay. Does anybody know the 5 countries that border Colombia? Venezuela. Okay, that's one guess. Ecuador. One second. Ecuador. Okay, that's another guess.
Brazil.
Okay.
Chile.
Okay. Panama. Okay, so the actual answers are Venezuela, well done whoever said that. Brazil, well done whoever said that one. Panama, Ecuador, and Peru. Well done, guys. You want to step closer to knowing all about Colombia? And I think that's everything. That's everything for now, anyway. So, do you want to give some sweeties to the girls then? There we go. Well done. And then, if you want to go find some of the people who did some other questions as well and give some sweeties out there as well. Very welcome. There you go. Thank you. So, that's all of it for this part. Holiday, actually. I didn't really do anything. No. Okay, so I was on a step team with Latin Link. This ranges from 4 weeks to 4 months, and obviously I went for 4 months. The top picture there is our first team outing. We're very excited about this because we actually found a shop that's called Spring Step, which is a shoe shop. And obviously that's what we were in spring and we were a step team. So we all saw it and went, look, it's us! And we got very, very excited. So stopped in the middle of Bogota and had a photo outside this shop, which probably got a lot of weird stares for, but doesn't matter, does it? We're tourists, we're allowed to. And then this one at the bottom is when we're in Santa Marta, which I'll explain a little bit later. Okay, so if it wants to work, there we go. So I've got probably about 6-7 slides, and they've all got photos on them, but they're not really in chronological order, it's just from the project that we were with, but I'll explain them all to you, so don't worry. Okay, so what I've done is I've included all the photos into little grids so that I could fit more into one PowerPoint. You won't be able to see all of them, but if anyone wants to see them closer or anything, just give me a shout and I can email you some of them. Okay, so at the top corner, it's probably going to be very, very difficult to see, but at the top corner, there's a picture of me and this little boy. And it's one of my favourite memories in Bogota because his house overlooked the church that we were working in. And every single time we came past the house, past the church, to the project, whatever, he just pokes his little head out of his bars in his window and go, hi, like this. He didn't know any other English, but he knew how to say hello. So he'd say hello to us every single time without a doubt. And it's just one of my fondest memories because the children there were just so loving and so giving, and they didn't have anything, you know. They were just so excited to see white-faced people. Like, they didn't even know us, and it was just the excitement they had for us was just amazing. It was definitely one of my fondest memories of being in Bogota. That's that one. Okay, so this is Amazing Kids Group, Smurf Ice Cream, and youth/teen bonding. So our adventure started in Reading, and the first day I met the girls, I knew God had amazing things in store for us and myself, because obviously we're going to Colombia for 4 months. I mean, come on, it's an amazing thing in itself. It was the most amazing experience being with seven other girls, but at the same time, the most frustrating thing that you could possibly go through at 18 years old. Everything was done military precision. Like, can we go out? Yes, but we have to go out this time so everyone has enough time to get ready. That time arrived, no one was ready. You were just sitting on the steps like, come on guys, we were going an hour ago, let's go. So that's why it was frustrating, but it was equally as amazing because they were amazing girls, they are amazing girls, amazing group of friends, and I was very, very blessed to go with them and have the opportunity to know them. Like I explained, our first team bonding. Countdowns. You can see I've got a countdown on one of the pictures because before we all met at orientation, we all had countdowns on our phones and on our calendars and whatever else. And we'd message each other on Facebook or email or text and just say, guys, it's this many days, it's this many days. And it was an amazing thing because we didn't actually know each other, but this countdown was bringing us closer together and closer to actually meeting and closer to doing what God had in store for us. And it was just each day, just watching it fall to lower and lower numbers was just like, my adventure begins in so many days. I get to see the girls in so many days. And it was just Yeah, they became a very important key to team bonding, I think, before we actually met each other, because we were just all equally excited about, you know, the countdown and things. When we were in Bogota, actually, the top two photos are days out in Bogota with the youth and things. It was our only time to really be tourists, because we were working there. You know, we weren't on a holiday. We were being missionaries, and on our days off, which was a Wednesday, was really our only time that we could go into Bogota and actually be tourists, you know, like all the other tourists that were there. Turns out, actually, we didn't actually enjoy being tourists, and we preferred being missionaries. So it was good, I think, that we only had one day of doing that. And then, again, these are just a few more snaps from our outings that we did. We'd spend a lot of time in Bogota, like I said, in just walking around the streets, really, and exploring what was there. There was a lot of artisan markets, a lot of handmade goods, a lot of food, which was really good. I do recommend the Colombian food, it's very good. And we just had the opportunity to walk around and just see what Colombia was all about, because when you're working in a church that's so safe and so secure, you get an idea of what Colombia is about, but when you're actually out in the environment and experience everyone's everyday life and just things like that, that's when you get the sense of what Colombia is. And the people, I've said it about the children, the people are amazing. They're not scary drug dealers with guns or army tanks or anything like that. They're so, like, just amazing people. They're Jesus orientated, the passion they have for him, the love they have for him, and the thankfulness for everything that they have, even though it's so little compared to what we have, is just genuinely amazing. And they're just amazing, amazing people. That was an experience in itself, seeing what Colombia was really about rather than what people had told me Colombia was and what I'd seen in the films and what I'd read about on the internet, you know. Just actually seeing Colombia and being submersed into that culture was just life-changing. And yeah, it's nothing like people say or people think. You know, it used to be years and years ago, but now it's a diverse culture that I would literally recommend to anyone who is thinking of going to South America. Go to Colombia, it's amazing. This white church you can see at the bottom, that's Monserrate, which is basically like a massive mountain in Bogota, and it has a church on top of it. And the only way you can get to it is if you climb up like a vertical drop like this, or if you take cable cars or a train. So me being me, and anyone who would know me would know I'm very lazy, so I didn't walk up the mountain, obviously. I went up the little train thing, got to the top, and was watching all the girls walk up and like, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, because they're walking up and I'm at the top, you know, all happy as Larry, drinking a drink, eating some crisps. But it was an amazing, amazing view, and you're just standing there and like, there's like, you know when you go to the beach and there's railings and you can see all the sea? Well, we were just all standing there and we were like, it's Bogota, like, that's where we live. And you just felt like you're on top of the world. And it was this just amazing and powerful thing, because we were all just standing like, if you fell now, you'd die before you hit the floor. And it's like, yeah, but you wouldn't fall, would you? It's like, no, no. But if you did. And we were just all standing there and like amazed at how beautiful it was and how green it was. And the mountains just, basically the mountains were just like a bowl for Bogota, and Bogota was in the middle and the Andes were just all around it. And just standing there and being able to see the other side of where you're staying, because it was pretty much the length of the city where we were staying, was just, oh, it was amazing. I can't even explain how amazing the view is. Amazing just covers it, I think. So you'll probably hear me saying that a lot. I actually do have a really funny story. So in one of the pictures, you'll see words that say, locked in, please help, Rachel and Helena. So where we were staying in Bogota was in the school, and they had like this classroom that they used to use for when they had some special needs students. And we were living up there, and it's just basically like a huge room with a toilet and some rooms where we could store our stuff in. And one day, I think me and another girl were quite ill, so we were in bed most of the day, you know, recovering from it. And everyone had gone out and come back, and, you know, we were just in bed talking, as you do. And the four other girls come upstairs, and we goes, oh, where's Rachel and Lena? And they said, oh, we thought they were with you. And we're like, oh, I don't know where they are then. They must have gone to the shop or something. 2 hours later, we go downstairs to make dinner, and Rachel and Lena are banging on the blue door because they've been locked in. One of the teachers had come back from the school, seen the door was open, didn't know they were in there, and had locked it. So they were banging on the door for about 2 hours. We came downstairs like, oh, that's where they were. We didn't know that. So they weren't very impressed with us. They probably wouldn't appreciate me telling you either, actually, because it wasn't very funny. But now it's funny. Now we can laugh about it. So, yeah, that's probably one of our not mentionable stories that we shouldn't have mentioned. But just don't tell them. They won't know. And yeah, that pretty much covers that one, I think. And then we did numerous selfies, posts, parties, Polaroids, team adventures, and team accomplishments. We took way too many selfies, way too many. And for people who don't know what a selfie is, it's basically when everyone comes together in a group and you hold the phone like this and you take a phone. And literally all of our photos are probably selfies, and I think we may need help for that. Yeah, I think we need rehab or something. It's not good. And yeah, so we just took a ton of selfies of us with people, of us with each other, and just, yeah, so many. One of the photos in the top right corner is of me with a frame with love hearts on it. That was when we did street evangelism. We went out into Bogota in Parito, where we were living, and we were given the aim to bring as many people to the church as we possibly could. So we all went out like, oh yeah, we can do this. This will be really, really easy. Went out. Nobody spoke to us. Nobody would listen to us. And we were like, okay, maybe this is a little bit harder than we thought it was going to be. So we started clumping together with people from the church, following what they were doing, you know, listening to what they were saying, and then we would say the same things. And we actually brought, I think, it was 38 families to the church in one day. And it was an amazing accomplishment, an amazing feeling to be able to be the one, instead of saying, I'm a follower of Jesus, to be able to go out into the community where you were living and bring 38 families to the church because you told them that you were a follower of Jesus, because you told them of your experiences with Jesus, with your journey that you're going through, sharing Bible verses, and it was an amazing, amazing feeling. It was very good. And we all had to wear Columbia shirts, which is why I'm wearing one now, because we had to obviously stand out from the people we were talking to. So we just had about 50 people from our church, including us, all in Columbia shirts, walking down the streets in Paris, so, you know, with like cameras and God knows what else. And we were just all walking down like, let's go change some lives, guys. And it was a really incredible, a remarkable experience, and I will always hold on to that. We also experienced someone's 18th birthday party. Now, anyone who knows of Spanish or South American lifestyles will know that it's very last minute. By last minute, I mean we got home from working one day, got a phone call and said, you've got a party in 5 minutes, everyone be ready. We were like, 5 minutes? But everyone needs to get dressed, look at us, we all look disgusting, we have paint everywhere. I've got paint in my hair. Someone had paint up their nose, don't know how it got there, but they did. And we were all just like, 5 minutes? How do we get ready in 5 minutes? And we were all freaking out, and everyone was like, right, chill, chill, we've got this. They mean 5 minutes, what they mean is Colombian 5 minutes. So we had half an hour to get ready. So everyone was running around the room, getting all their stuff ready. I was like, no, I'm going in the shower first. No, I'm going in the shower first. Don't fight girls for the shower, guys, seriously, just let them go. So I was just on my bed like, do you know what? I'm just going to scrape my hair back and hope for the best. And we all got to the project, which was where the party was being held, the food hall where we used to have lunch. And we all got there, turned up, you know, in our best dresses and things like this. And everyone was like, oh, guys, you're here. Everyone was already there. They meant 5 minutes. They didn't mean half an hour. So we walked in and I was like, I'm just going to sit down here. And we sit down and the girl whose the birthday was, oh, she was so excited to see us, bless her. And we didn't have a birthday present because obviously we'd only found out half an hour ago. So we're running around the room like, wow, Latin Link told us to bring loads of gifts. What did anyone bring? I've got a half-eaten chocolate bar. Yeah, not giving that. Oh, I've got half-used nail file. No, can't give that either. I've got a used pair of socks. No, guys, come on, think outside of the box. Hang on a minute. I've got some nail varnish that I bought yesterday. Oh, okay, we'll use that then. So we wrap it up in some tissue paper and, you know, give that as a gift. And she was so happy with it. And we were all there like, this is not going to be enough. This is terrible. This is a complete disaster. And she was just so happy because we were there with her celebrating her 18th. And it was just, yeah, it was a very whirlwind half an hour. And everyone was very happy and accomplished because, you know, we did it. We got there. So yeah, that was probably one of the most stressful half an hours of my life, but yeah, we did it, we made her happy. What else can I say? Post. When we all receive posts, we're all being sent packages and all of this stuff. Because obviously, you miss things like chocolate. And chocolate, yeah, you really miss chocolate. So everyone's getting packages from home and things. And my aunt says to me, the one who lives in Spain, she goes, do you want to send you a package with some stuff in? I was like, yeah, you can do if you like. And, you know, everyone had been waiting months for theirs. Someone waited 2 months for their package, so I was expecting, you know, a really long wait. She sent it on the Friday afternoon. I got it on the Wednesday morning. And I was like, look at that, that's what they're all doing wrong. They're sending it from England, not Spain. So I'm there opening all my packages and everything, getting all excited, and that's a little picture of all the things I got. She put some really weird things in there. Cactus pen. Don't know what that was about. Some chocolate with some writing on, you know. She's like my mum, she's not all there. But yeah, it was a very exciting moment. We also had the privilege of being asked, because while we were there, they had like a little half-term holiday thing. The children did. So they... you know, they brought them all into the church, so they're not out on the streets, they're mucking, whatever else. And they said to us, right, there's 8 of you, and there's, you know, 7 days of creation. Well, 6 days of creation. So if we all pair up and stuff, do you want to do the creation story for us? And we were like, yeah, okay, what do you want us to do? Oh, well, you're going to have to wear costumes, you're going to have to wear face paint, you know, you have to go all out. And we were all like, okay, yeah, we can do this. When do we have to do it? Oh, this afternoon, in 2 hours. Oh, okay, it's another one of those, you know, but this time we knew to go for the 2 hours, not 2 hours and a half, because they meant 2 hours. So one of the girls, Erin, she's very, very artistic. You'll see some of her work, actually, in a minute. And she was going, right, I've got face paints. It's fine, I can face paint you all. And we all got given a different thing according to what clothes we had with us, you know, like water if anyone had anything blue. I had my green dress with me, so I was the forest. And just things like that. And we pulled it off, and it went really, really well. You know, we did a whole little dance sketch thing, and we had it all to a T. And then they said to us, oh, can you do teach them a song? Which we hadn't prepared. We were like, yeah, when do you want us to do that? Oh, 5 minutes. Okay, it's fine, guys, we've got this, don't worry. Everyone started to freak out because, you know, another spring on. So we just went with it, and we taught them a song, and they absolutely loved it because, again, they didn't have very much. So just the fact that we were there and we were teaching them and just spending time with them and just, you know, showing them the love that we had for them and for Jesus through songs, through sketches, you know, through being covered in paint in your hair and God knows where else. You know, it was just an amazing and so rewarding, even though it's not everyone's idea of fun, but it was definitely fun. Yeah, it's a good word for it, I think. I don't think I've got anything else to explain on there. No. Okay, so this was our main project for while we were in Bogota. We basically got given a sports hall that had a roof falling apart, damp all up the walls, holes in the walls, bugs everywhere, dirt on the floor, and we were told to fix it up. So we all come in and go, wow, we've got 2 months to do this. We can do it. It'll be all right. And we all set off, you know, got different jobs and got on with it. By the end of the third day, when we had been sanding and filling for 3 days solid, all day, from like 8 o'clock until 6 o'clock, it got to the point where we got home and we went, I never want to see a sandpaper again. And then we got back the next day and then it was painting. I never want to see a paintbrush again, or a roller, or a pot of paint, or a scrubbing sponge, or anything like that ever again. And then it got to the fun bit. When we finished all the initial cleaning, painting, getting rid of the damp, organising payments to be able to fix the roof, I just did an initial clean around. We got to the fun bit where we could draw on the walls, and this is where Erin came in. Erin did all the initial lines of the drawings, and, you know, all the words and typography and things like that. And then the rest of us came around after her and just painted what she'd done. So it's all in Spanish, but there's some different Bible verses, some from Psalm, Hebrews, I think, was one of them, and I can't remember the other one, which is probably really bad. I probably should have taken more notice than that. And yeah, so we just came around after and painted all of them. That's Sophie in the top right corner. She didn't realise I was taking the photo and thought she'd stand in front of the picture with my phone out. And she was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm taking a picture. Oh, wait, let me move. Oh, no, too late. You're in the photo now. So yeah, it did look 10 times better, well, 100 times better after we'd finished with it. In the bottom right corner is all of us with Adriana Majan, who's the head teacher of the school, and Lillian Majan, who was our coordinator, as it were. Like, she just told us what to do. We went to all the kids' groups with her, and just things like that. Yeah, she was basically our clum. For anyone who doesn't know what a clum is, it's a Colombian mum. And she just basically looked after us. You know, one of us got sick, that's it, call Lilia, she knows what to do. I had really bad back from when we were cleaning up because of that motion all for like 2 weeks and a half. You know, you do get a bad back. So she sorted out a new bed for me, you know, she got me medicine from the doctor, you know, just things like that. She was a lovely, lovely lady, and yeah, I do miss her quite a lot, actually. But yeah, that's everything now for Bogota. Does anyone have any questions they want to ask? Did I speak too fast at any point? Because I can always reiterate if anyone needs it. Or if I didn't cover something and someone wants to know, just shout. I can go
is
back.
A sweater or a jacket or whatever, as long as the colour doesn't have any significance?
This. It's just the Columbia football top.
Okay.
Benji's got one too. Well, it's Billy's, but he wanted to wear it, so we let him. Any other questions?
Did you go to any football match?
No, unfortunately. We did intend to, because we all thought, well, it'd be a really awesome experience. But the tickets were too much money, and we didn't actually go anywhere near a football match when they were playing. So, unfortunately, no, we missed out on that, which we were quite gutted about. But next time, maybe, hopefully. We did watch the South American World Cup, though, Colombia versus Argentina. And Latin Link had sent out a team to Argentina at the same time as us. So obviously we have one team in Argentina and us in Colombia. So we were WhatsApping them, which is a social networking site, and we were WhatsApping them, and we were saying, we're going to beat you. And they were like, no, we're going to beat you. And we're like, no, we're going to beat you. And we all sat there and said, look, if they beat us, we're never going to hear the end of this. If Argentina beat Colombia, they're always going to bring it up. And we've got debrief in November, so we're all going to walk in Colombia like, and they're going to be like, we beat you. But at debrief, we have everyone who's been to Colombia in the past year, and we've got about 25 people, and Argentina have about 10. So when we do any team activities, Colombia are obviously going to win. So it's okay. We'll just make it up after that. But yeah. Does anyone have any other questions?
Have you got any pictures of the interiors of any of the churches?
Yeah, I think we've got some of the photos, but they're in the grids, that's the only problem, so I don't know if people can see them when the clicker decides to work. Nope. It's not working. Douglas, if you can go back to, I think, slide 4. It's got the pictures of the children on it. That's it. Okay, so in this bottom corner here, this was the day we had Smurf ice cream. And the excitement on their faces, because it was a party day, so the excitement on their faces because they were coming around going, I'm with Smurf, like this. And the excitement, honestly, it was very yummy ice cream, actually. And we all had blue lips and blue tongues, so it was very exciting. This little boy in the corner above me, and a picture of me and this little girl, I was taking a video and taking pictures of the group for everyone, and he came over and he was like, I know what you're doing. I'm going to be in the photo too. Like this. So obviously I had to take a picture of him. And then this a little boy and little girl below the ice cream, they were brother and sister, and it was really cute because the little boy got his biscuit before the little girl did, and the little girl was staring at him like this, and he just broke it in half and goes like this, and I was just like, that is the sweetest thing ever. I mean, my brother would never do that for me, but I mean, Benji probably would, but Bill wouldn't even dream of it. It's his food. So I thought that was really sweet. And these group of little boys above the ice cream, we were taking photos of all the children ready for you, showing everyone. And they just all come together. It's, come on, everyone together. And they were all sitting there like this, big, wide smiles. And they were amazing kids, really amazing. And yeah, I don't think I have any pictures of the church, actually. Some of the other girls might, so I could probably get some and show you at another time, or email around or whatever. But I don't think I have any with me. But yeah, so that's all. for now. We're going to do some other things now, and then I'm going to go show you the second project I did. Give you all a brain to soak it all in.
Gracias.